I'm Jeremy Bullock, and you're listening to Pastrami Nation, the meat of pop culture.
Pastrami Nation! What's up, everybody? We're back with another podcast for Pastrami Nation, the meat of pop culture. I am Nolan. I'm here with Jason.
Hi, everybody.
Jason.
Hi.
And Tim Somadi.
What's up, guys?
We got a full card to talk about today. We want to talk about Kamikaze, the Kamikaze Expo that happened in Los Angeles last weekend. We were there, all four of us, and we had a blast. It was amazing. So for me, you know, I liked that it was a different kind of convention. Had a little bit for everybody. You had the comic books, you had the, you know, television models, actors, you had a cat in there somewhere. I really dug the Kamikaze Expo.
A what?
We had a cat in there.
Oh.
Some kind of, yeah.
No.
Grumpy
no.
cat.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
So, what did you guys think about the expo?
I thought it was really great. You know, it kind of reminded me of what Comic-Con used to be before all the big boxes started showing up, you know, and just everybody running wild for a cardboard hit on a stick. You actually got to see the different stuff that was around, and the cosplayers were pretty good, too, you know? And it was fun. I mean, it was fun going over there and sniping shots of Eric Estrada just for fun.
with a camera.
Yeah. Disclosure.
We all have our own thing. I'm not gonna talk about that. But you know, I like how you brought up the cosplayers. We photographed tons of cosplayers, and they were all really awesome. They're all really nice. If you haven't checked it out yet, go to pastramination.com. Check out our cosplay coverage. If you see yourself there, why don't you tag yourself so that way everybody could be like, hey, they're on Pastrami Nation. What did you guys think about it?
It was a lot of fun. I don't really like – some of the organization could have been better.
Yes.
As far definitely. As, you know, the first or the Saturday, as far as people picking up passes and stuff. But it was probably the best one we went to all year, honestly, right next to Star Wars. It was huge. I don't know how many people attended. They said there's somewhere upwards of around 100,000. But a lot of the good cosplay, there was a lot of cool art over in that section.
Very
and
much.
Then the we got to meet DMC.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Run DMC, how awesome, right?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was probably one of the highlights. That and Dickie Beer was there.
Oh, royalty.
Right? I mean, if you're into Star Wars, you know who Dickie Beer is.
Right. And if you don't, then you're not,
you're
really
not a Star Wars
probably,
fan.
Yeah, you're probably a Star Trek fan then.
I mean, yes.
Quite possibly. Or
more than likely.
Right.
If you don't know who Dickie Beers is, yeah, forget it. You know,
head on over to the Dickie Beer fan page on Facebook.
Check out his upcoming conventions, his appearances.
Right. What he's up to.
Absolutely.
Really cool guy.
He had like 17 people in there. He's awesome. Dim Sum Hadi, what was your the highlights for you for Kamikaze?
I think personally of all the cons I went to this year, Kamikaze was my favorite. Mind you, I've not been to San Diego Comic-Con, so don't judge me. You know, I haven't been to that one yet. So far, Kamikaze is my favorite. And just to let you know, they're saying that this year's attendance was 20% higher than last year, which was around 65,000 last year. They haven't put an official count for it yet. But just a fun fact for you guys.
That was a light.
Anyways, I actually was pretty stoked. I got to meet Dita Von Teese. For any of you that don't know who she is a modern-day Betty Page. She's a famous burlesque dancer. She's amazing. She's beautiful and gracious and super cool. And I got a book, and she signed it. And we got to take a couple pictures with tartar sauce. Oh, wait. You guys probably tartar know her sauce. Better as Grumpy Cat.
Sleepy Cat.
She was sleeping by the time we got up there. It was actually pretty cool. I just think that this particular convention, first of all, it has my vote because I like where it's located. I like the LA Convention Center. It's one of my favorite places to go as far as, you know, for any sort of events. I like the way it's set up. I just really enjoy the venue. And then I mean, the cosplayers were really cool. I have a favorite. I'm sure you guys all know who that is, but I definitely had a favorite one. Twisty was by far the best thing I saw there. It was a girl.
The female Twisty, right?
Yeah. I didn't see a male one, I don't think.
No, I think I saw one or two.
She was absolutely amazing, and I give her so many props for that. She looked so good. I mean, so good. If there was a real female Twisty, it has to be her, hands down. There could be no other way to do that and make it any better than how it was. So she gets some major points for me for that. And there's something about me in cosplay. I don't know if anybody else knows this, but I'm not usually moved by most of it. Most of it just kind of is like, oh, okay, I don't know who most of them are. I'm going to just go ahead and put this out there. I hate the mashups. I despise them. I think they're terrible. I think they're in bad taste. I think that if you like them, I'm happy for you. That's your freaking opinion, whatever. But I think it's terrible. I honestly do. So
even the MasterChef one?
I don't even know which one you're talking about.
You
got to
elaborate on that.
Oh, it was Master Chief with the chef hat on.
Yes.
I'm assuming I was Master Chef. It made sense.
That's what we dubbed
Master Chief from Halo?
Yeah. But he had chef.
I didn't see him.
Like the Swedish chef. Like,
that one?
Yeah, that kind of hat on.
I didn't see him. But I'm just not a fan of the mashups. I just think that, I don't know, you end up losing sight of I don't know, certain qualities and certain things with mashups for me. I mean, I know you boys like them. I know you guys enjoy them. I know you guys really like all the princess slaves, you know what I mean? And you know, what guy doesn't, you know,
doesn't love
care for the scantily clad women, which is fine. They looked gorgeous. Don't get me wrong. They wore their costumes well. They were also very gracious when we took their pictures and whatever not. They're just not my cup of tea, so...
And we all have our own thing. We all like what we like. You know, I personally love the mashups. Like you said, the Disney princesses were there as Slave Leia's. There was also the Darth Maul Hellboy, which I thought
that one was pretty good. Actually,
yeah, great job on that. So I like it. I like seeing two, you know, properties put together into something new and different, and what kind of twist they put on it. We saw.
I appreciate a good mashup. You know, like because you look at some of the steampunk Star Wars ones going around, and some of them look like, oh well. You glued macaroni to a Darth Vader helmet and then spray painted it copper, you know? But then you see some really good ones that they actually took the time to, like that Hellboy Darth Maul was
Boba Fett Wolverine.
Well, don't get me wrong. I think that all of these people look amazing, you know, and have put so much time and effort and maybe even ideas into this if it's something original. I'm just saying that I'm not particularly fond of the concept as a whole. Oh, my Lord.
What do you think about Hip Hop Trooper?
I think that I don't consider that a mashup. And let me explain to you why. Hip hop is not a character. Hip hop is a style. So here's my thing. This is what I'm going to say. I have no problem when you do that. You know what I mean? Like, I love when a female does an amazing freaking twist on a male costume, i.e. Twisty. Female Twisty. You know what I'm saying? I have a lot of respect for that. What I don't like is mashups, which are Princess Leia and Snow White. It just, I don't know. For me, I lose something in it. I do. And I don't know what it is about it. I'm just not sure. But hip hop is not, how do you dress up like hip hop? It's just a style.
Well, he does kind of have an old
Star
school.
Star Wars is not a style. You know, characters are not styles. They're characters. So you're taking two different things and asking me and kind of like trying to challenge me with that. It's not really working well.
No, I'm not trying to challenge you. I really want to know what you thought about hip hop.
I think that hip hop is a style. And I think that if you wanted to do a hip hop Boba Fett, go right ahead. I'm probably going to look at you a little bit, you know, I don't know.
What about a heavy metal Mr. T?
Sold. I pity the fool.
Isn't he already heavy metal? I mean,
what about
no
R&B, Mr. T? R&B, Mr. T.
But I see what you're saying, where it's not taking two characters. So if you if you had a Han Solo, Harry Potter, there's something odd.
Oh, see, that's just wrong.
Somebody needs
Harry
to do
Solo.
It.
But if you were to take I don't know, like, okay, I like, there's a costume that I want to work on this year, and it is the Victorian Princess Leia. I saw this costume and I looked at that and I thought, oh my gosh, what gorgeous cosplay would that make if it's made correctly? How just, oh, beautiful piece. I just don't want to be Princess Leia Ariel. You know what I mean? It's just not my thing. I think that you can take different styles and incorporate those with characters, you know, and pull them back into other times or futurize, you know, older characters into future times. And for me, that's eye appealing and ideal appealing. Just the mashup thing is just not really my cup of tea.
And we all got our own preference on that. So absolutely.
Either way, cosplay is a very important piece of the conventions. Yes. and everything. It's whether it be the mashups or not, it's, could you imagine being there and there's absolutely nobody dressed up?
Oh God, no, that'd be horrible.
It takes a lot of the flavor out of it.
Yes.
I think the cosplay adds so much to it.
It does.
People pour a lot into it no matter what it is. And it's a blast for us to go over there and cover that.
You get to do Halloween more than once a year.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
I think for me it's just neither here nor there. I you know, if it's there, I take pictures and go, okay, you know, but if it's not, I'm not all sad.
Well, there are conventions that don't have it, like the E3 Expo, which is more of a business
Typing kind of, Con, or,
you know,
Office Max Expo.
But, well, while we're still talking about cosplay, let's go ahead and throw it out about the cosplay contest happening out here in the high desert. It's called the Desert Awakening. It's a Star Wars cosplay contest being held by Next Level YouTube channel, and we're partnering up with them. Comic Cult HD and Hesperia is. And what it is we're giving away stuff. We're giving away, for the best Star Wars cosplay, Star Wars merchandise, collectibles, $100 gift card to Comic Cult HD, and tickets to go see The Force Awakens. So if you haven't checked it out yet, go to facebook.com/HD cosplay. Go on there, pop up your Star Wars cosplay so you can be entered, and let's see what you got. Mashups are welcome.
Go ahead.
So just want to throw that out there. You know, we're really hoping to see some awesome cosplay with that. Out here in the high desert, we're really excited. We have comic book stores out here again. So, yeah, we have two comic book stores. There was an article up on Pastrami Nation about it. So Hesperia and Victorville both have comic stores. So that's Comic Cult HD and QBC Toys and More.
What has it been like since 2007 we were without one?
Yeah, I think it's right around there. It's been bad. If you're a fan of comic books or anything, you've had to go to Rancho Cucamonga or San Bernardino, Redlands, to get books.
Or even just the other stuff that they carry.
Yeah, the toys and all that cool stuff.
It's not just comic books, you know.
Very true. And one has a lot of like the Pop Funko figures and collectibles, and one's more into the gaming and more of the comic book influence as well. So it's a good mix. I'm really excited for it. So if you haven't checked them out, go check out Comic Call HD and QBC Toys and More, both on Facebook. And, yeah, you won't be disappointed. I wasn't.
Do you want to play a game?
What?
Sure.
Raise your hand if you've never been to a comic book store.
No way.
That's not
Are
possible.
You guys surprised? You guys know that's me, right? Every time I say something like that, I've never been.
I don't know. There's comic book stuff at conventions. You're kind
no,
of...
Doesn't I've count. Never been to a comic book store ever.
Time to change that's that. Weird.
Absolutely. Are you going to take me?
Yeah, we're going to go visit the
Gotta hit up that 50 cent bin.
Yes. What? Mark down. Like Kool-Aid Man number one.
Yeah, never been.
New Kids on the Block number one.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa. I don't know why Jason knew that.
Isn't Mark Wahlberg one of the new kids? Oh, wait, that was the other Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah, no, Donnie Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg was the Funky Bunch.
Oh.
How dare you, yeah.
He's always going to be Mark Wahlberg from Fear to me.
Oh, when he carved the name in his chest. Ooh. I didn't like that. Oh, that was weird. Anyways.
So, yeah, you need to go to a comic book store.
Well, maybe I don't go because I would feel very awkward walking into that store. So
we're going to have a field trip.
If I could walk in there with you know, veterans, you know, I wouldn't feel so awkward. Especially when people like to introduce me as their
with
awkward
the
wife.
With the costume contest that they're doing, I'm sorry, but I actually had a question about it. You it's not open for online submissions.
Well, no, you go on their Facebook and you post up the picture, and from there, they go through it, and then in December they have everybody show up on that date, and they announce the winner, who will be judged by, I think, like a panel of five people.
So it's kind of a local.
Definitely. It's, you know, okay. If you're local to the high desert or if you in the Inland Empire and you want to drive out here, great. You're still local to us. So,
yeah.
You know, I know we have a huge cosplay scene out in the Inland Empire.
Even so. If you're in Vegas and you want to drive out here.
Yeah, we're not going to stop. Even if you're in Utah.
Yes.
You just want
to. If you really want to come to Apple Valley or wherever he bought the tickets for to see The Force Awakens, then yes.
Hey, it's only 500 miles, so not a bad drive.
And plus, there's lots of other stuff to do while you're here.
Yes.
Like visit our comic book stores.
Right.
Yes,
right.
We have two of them.
Two.
And Walmarts.
Oh.
Okay, got to get back on track. Yeah, so let's switch gears to video games, Rock Band, and I'm going to let Jason talk about this. Jason and Dim Sum Hottie, go for it.
So annoyed.
It's disappointing. Day one, very disappointed.
Day two, no gameplay.
So basically, like, to make the short of it, it doesn't support very many of the older peripherals as far as the guitar, you know, the microphones and stuff.
Nothing works.
Well, I got one guitar that works.
Yeah, but it doesn't stay connected.
The Mad Catz adapter that comes with the Rock Band 4 game only works for the wireless instruments. So any wired instruments do not work.
Except for my wireless microphones.
Which aren't working either.
Yeah, I'm saying that you said that they said that it works with anything wireless. It just doesn't work with my
They're obviously having
microphone.
A lot of issues as far as...
Oh, and hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but just so you know, dude, they're not going to address these issues until they're done with all the issues for the new stuff. So for all of you people that went out there and bought the $300 Ion drum kit... Out of which we did. Actually, I bought it for Jason. You don't get to use it. You suck.
They said they're going to work on it.
They said that the date was to be determined that they were going to work on everything current first. But, you know what? We've had Rock Band for how many years? How much DLC do we have for these games?
I don't know. A lot. A couple hundred songs we've bought.
Yeah, which comes out to like, what do you think about money?
A couple hundred songs, three different games.
Four?
Instruments. I mean, honestly.
Four games, instruments.
Yeah, it's really the only they've kind of left us hanging because you can't buy guitars right now separately for it. The only guitars you could buy are the ones that come with the game, so it's $130.
It's ridiculous. We've spent
more money. If you didn't buy
money.
The band in the box, which is, you know, $300-$400.
Oh wow!
Then you're kind of on a
you're
in,
screwed
in limbo right now.
You
waiting
can't
to
play.
And
it's ridiculous,
yeah.
Jason,
it
because
is.
As it stands right now to this very day, I guarantee you that the two of us have spent more money on Rock Band, you know, in general and all of their DLC and everything that we have and put more time and more, you know, money invested in. And you know, we have every instrument, everything, and we can't play.
We even have the keyboard that sucks.
It's ridiculous. Oh, man. It reminds me of cell phone companies. You know, you've been with the company for 10 years, you don't get squat. But, if you're new and signing up, you get everything for free.
So
it's ridiculous.
What people are encouraging is for if you do have this, there's a lot of upset people. I was reading through a lot of forums, is to go on the Harmonix webpage and go on their forums and push for them to get some of these other instruments rolling. It's not an impossibility for them to do. It's all the instruments from the 360 are USB, which obviously the Xbox One is USB. So they really just need to come up. It's a Microsoft thing. They could come up with some drivers.
That Please. Sounds like all you need is the drivers.
Please. Yeah, that's all they really need to do.
Don't try to make me buy some more of your instruments. I don't need two sets of drums. I don't need any more microphones. For God's sakes, I already have three. Isn't that enough?
They could have honestly made the adapter, the wireless, the Mad Catz thing, have some USB ports.
Yes.
So you could plug USB instruments in from your old, but it's just not... there's very little support
right now. I'm going to say like this: if you don't plan on buying any of the new instruments, it is not worth buying the game with the adapter at all.
No, nope.
Not worth it. I'm so upset. I don't think I've been more upset or let down by a freaking game than I am Rock Band and Harmonix.
And they do post on their webpage that all USB microphones are compatible. I plugged one in tonight and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's just kind of,
I
don't know.
And it's a Rock Band mic. It's not like some
Yeah, it's,
party.
A,
it's
an
not,
official Rock Band mic.
It's a Rock Band mic.
USB mic. And it says all microphones USB work.
And considering that that's what I do, I sing, you know, on that game, I'm really disappointed. I've had this game for 2 days now. I have not been able to play once.
We just bought an $80 jukebox.
Oh, man.
It wasn't $89.99?
I don't know.
That's really frustrating, especially for diehard fans who have been there, supported the game, and that was one of the big selling points for this, that you would be able to use your old instruments.
Yeah. Seems like they're trying to make more money off of you.
Yeah, and there, don't get me wrong, there are instruments that are compatible, PS3, Xbox 360, a lot of the wireless guitars and stuff like that, but if, like I said, the Ion Drum Rocker, we paid $300 for that, you cannot use it right as of right now. And it almost seems like Harmonix is saying that Ion needs to do something, and Ion is like, no, you guys need to do something. It's your hardware.
Of course.
So
that's a frustrating situation.
Wow. Yeah, it is. But hopefully it'll get – I'm hoping it'll get resolved here in the next couple of months.
It just sucks because this is something that as a family we do. You know, this is something we do on Christmas.
Well, plus
this
we spend an incredible amount of money on it.
You know, but this is something we do, you know, at holidays and birthday parties and you know, for Friday night family game night if we want to do this. This is something that all of us can do. And now, you know, the kids are like, oh, yay, Rock Band. We're like, oh, hell yeah, Rock Band. And then it's like, oh, boo, Rock Band sucks.
Yeah. Not to mention, yeah, that it's, I don't know. It was a poor launch for a game. And it could have been a lot better.
I'm going to go ahead and give it 2 thumbs down.
Wow.
I'm not even going to give it any thumbs.
Ooh,
oh, I wonder which finger you are going to give it.
I'm giving it 2 fingers up.
Oh.
We won't say which fingers. Leave that to your imagination, folks.
Well, I'm really hoping we get some news about that soon, about them fixing that, because that's uncalled for.
Yeah. If you're listening, Harmonix, we're not happy.
At all.
And they're probably not the only ones, so.
No, there's a lot of angry people on the forums.
And that's the thing. There's not even one saving freaking grace here. No, there's nothing I can say, and usually I do. I'm like, well, I'm not real happy about this, but there's no but. There's a bunch of ass, but
no but.
I think that's a great time to switch gears. So let's talk about the latest season of American Horror Story. So Jason and Dim Sum Hottie, do you want to give us the lowdown?
I mean honestly it's interesting enough to where I want to watch the next episode, but I'm still waiting for some sort of
something like a peak, like the peak.
Like I feel like I'm watching
the same hook.
Something.
There's no hook.
Yeah, you can't stretch it 5 or 6 episodes before people something happens.
It's only like a 13-episode show,
right? And you're almost halfway through it, and you still kind of don't really.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're going to lose viewers that way, you know, if you stretch it out too far.
Right.
Okay, well, I
give it like 3 episodes and you should kind of already be kind of you hooked. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Definitely.
So, and it's gone beyond that. So I hope it picks up.
It's, you know, I was supposed to write a review on it. And I explained to Nolan that as much as I would love to do so, I'm finding myself unable to do it because there's bits and pieces of things that I could say, you know, that makes sense, you know, yeah, you know, serial killers and vampirism. And there's little snippets of what I want to say that I see from older movies, you know, like there was a scene that reminded me of The Shining. There's kids that remind me of Children of the Corn, you know, obviously the vampirism stuff, you know, reminds me of the vampire stuff. There's little snippets of stuff, but like Jason says, it's just there's nothing that's quite bringing it all together yet. Like, mm-mm. Why? I keep saying, well, what for? Well, how come? But why? Why am I supposed to care about all of this that's happening? Because I can't figure out the plot here.
It's all chopped up and out of order like Pulp Fiction.
It feel
oh, nice.
But not as good.
Yeah,
it just,
not in a good
and,
way.
You know, don't get me wrong. The actors and actresses are doing an amazing job. Obviously, Lady Gaga is as illustrious as I believe she would be in it. You know what I mean? Some of the guy characters, Finn Wittrock. I'm a big Finn Wittrock fan, dude. That guy's amazing.
Who?
Dandy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that guy is amazing. Dandy from last season is who he was. And as an actor, dude, this guy just plays the best eccentric characters ever, and he does it with such fervor that you just cannot believe. Obviously a big fan, just went a little fangirl, which is not really me, but Finn Wittrock rocks. And there's a lot of really good acting. You know, Kathy Bates is amazing. And but the problem is there's just no hook yet. No, nothing.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of, it's kind of like when you, I don't know, have you guys ever watched a movie or a show that just never came never together for off. You?
I call it Heroes Reborn.
It just never came through. But it, you still watched it because, like, you know, there were still some really cool parts, you know, and it's like, oh.
You're hoping something's going to happen. It's going to redeem it
just
all.
One episode is all it would take for me to go, oh, hell yeah, and want to keep watching. But this isn't, this is not American Horror Story like, you know what I mean? This is not what we're used to as far as what they have given us in the past. You know what it reminds me more of? Murder House. Because I remember sitting through Murder House the very first season going, why?
Yeah.
How come? But what for? You know what I mean? Murder House always caught me a little, you know, sideways. Whereas all the ones in between, the three or four in between have been, what?
It came at you sideways.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that one. No, I liked them all, but it just, it still sat a little funny with me. This one is reminding me more of a Murder House kind of storyline. What about you, Ben?
I got to see Stan Lee last week.
Oh, hey, that's awesome.
Do you have Tourette's?
Just saying.
Were you just saying?
I could talk a lot about that.
So we shall wait to see if American Horror Story has a redeeming quality to it.
I'm hoping that it does. I'm really hoping that it does. You know, not last week's episode, but the episode before that was actually pretty interesting with the serial killers that showed up to dinner.
That was actually kinda pretty cool. Good. That was kind of cool.
I mean, you had Richard Ramirez.
And
then
all these deceased.
Yeah. Serial then you killers had showed up for what's dinner. Her name? Eileen.
Oh,
the one Charlize Theron played in Monster.
Oh, okay.
You know who we're talking about.
Her. And then John Wayne Gacy and
Jeffrey Dahmer.
They all sat down and had dinner.
They all very much look like these guys, too.
Richard Ramirez looked pretty legit.
Actually, he was the most disappointing one to me as far as look-alike.
I wasn't aware that you studied the Night Stalkers.
I was alive when it happened.
We barely. We lived down there when it was going on.
Right.
Like, but check it out, though. There's the cop. So they have this, like, dinner all made of serial killers, and then the cop's there. Why?
Because he's a killer.
What is he killed?
Probably bad guys.
Yeah.
But not the same as a serial killer.
Drug lords.
There's something not right. Serial killers kill innocent people. Most of the time, police officers
cops kill
don't.
People.
Come on.
Dun, dun.
Come on, that's a whole other story.
It's
right
just
there.
Really odd to me. I don't know. Something's going on.
It's a
on.
Whole podcast in itself.
Something's going on.
What are those? We shall look for what's to come for
it
American Horror Story.
It has obviously been a while since we've done a podcast.
Well, we're almost over, so isn't that awesome? All right, guys. We got one more thing to talk about. It's pretty cool. We got Star Wars. Star Wars?
Really?
There's some giveaways
coming
up. We
never talk about Star Wars.
It was kind of odd not to talk about it, so we had to.
Oh.
So we got 3D glasses to talk about and medals. So, Jason, you want to clue us in?
Cinemark Theaters is now offering 3D glasses in the theme of Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Wish you guys could see how cool I look right now.
They are going to be launching these in waves over the next few weeks. This is week one right now. If you go to your Cinemark Theater, you can pick up a pair of Stormtrooper 3D glasses for $5.
Ooh.
Not a bad
They're
deal.
Snazzy looking.
Or you can buy like some food there. I don't really remember what it is.
What?
Popcorn and soda, and then you can get them for $3. So that's you can right. either...
Does it count if you have the cup and the bucket that you paid
I don't
for
know.
All
There's
year?
A, I honestly, I wish I could tell you what it was, but I really didn't care because they were only $5 anyways.
Oh.
You don't need to buy $10 worth of food so you can get them for $3. So this week is a Stormtrooper. They're going to release every Friday. Next Friday will be Captain Phasma theme glasses, and then the following Friday is going to be the Kylo Ren, and then the Friday after that, the final week, is going to be the BB-8. So
that is awesome.
They're pretty cool. And for $5, I mean,
sold.
Cool souvenir right there.
And honestly, let me just tell you guys right now, I have a pair of these bad boys on my face right now as we speak, and I feel so
cool. Just like a stormtrooper, actually.
I feel so cool.
I can barely tell the difference between you and that stormtrooper.
Yes.
They are pretty cool. Yeah.
You can't see
me,
huh?
Oh, God, it's you. I thought.
No, your toy's over there.
Yeah, oh, oh, God, I couldn't tell.
Things are bomb.
Glass on.
Diggity.
So, but that's only through the Cinemark theaters. So just go in there and say, hey, I want to buy some glasses, and they'll $5 a piece. And
I heard that the AMC and the Edwards theaters are offering, it's like a 52-ounce, it's a cup with stormtroopers. It's a plastic cup.
And there's a metal popcorn tin as well.
Honestly, it's so hard to keep track of all this stuff because it's just a bombardment from retailers and from, I mean, now movie theaters trying to get you to go in there, and it's crazy. You miss out on stuff.
Can I just add something really fast? Okay, so being that I'm Asian, I don't have much of a bridge on my nose. I'd really like it if maybe somebody can make some cool Star Wars 3D glasses with, like, the little, what are those things called? You have a pair on your glasses.
Like the nose guards?
Yes, because these things are constantly, like, slipping down. They won't stay up.
They got this cool little thing called masking tape.
Ew!
You can even go scotch if you don't want anyone to see it.
What am I now, like the nerd Invisible. Trooper? Mashup!
There we go.
You're kind of short to be one, but...
Kind of short. Aren't you
a little short for being a nerd trooper?
Why? I don't understand.
Anyhow...
Is that Revenge of the Nerds or something?
So you get kind of with all the stuff releasing everywhere, you kind of miss out on stuff if you know you don't see it on the internet. Kind of like these medals.
Medals,
which I knew nothing about until you told me about.
I knew
today.
Nothing about these things until today on one of the Facebook groups I follow. Somebody had posted that Toys R Us is giving away absolutely for free these Star Wars themed. Medals, kind of like the medals you see him get awarded in the original trilogy at the end of the movies.
Oh, not like metal, but medal.
Right, a medal, like hello, good job.
Why would you say hello?
Hello, good job.
So,
if Luke stood up to you in front of there with that snazzy yellow jacket, you're like, hello, you'd tell him hello.
Yeah,
good
hello.
Job.
I was like, oh.
Good job. So, anyways, these are going to be, I guess there's a new medal.
We need hello medals
every couple weeks if you guys...
So the one that was this week was
Hoth,
which looks
that was
great.
Actually, when I say Hoth, you're even licking me, and then he says Hoth, and you're like, oh.
So those are you were able to get that if you go on ToysRUs.com, you play the game on there, and then you it
what
gives you
game?
An option. It's kind of like a Where's Waldo,
but with Jar Jar Binks,
Star Wars version.
With who?
Jar Jar.
So, but go on ToysRUs.com, you'll see it, and then you get the certificate. You could show them on your phone or print it out.
Ooh, wait. That's controversial.
Yeah, because we have heard some people say that you actually have to bring the printed out certificate.
A hard printed copy.
We
yes.
have also known people that have gone in with the picture.
I went in with a picture on my phone, and it was good enough. And so this week was Battle of Hoth. You get a medal that has like a AT-AT driver helmet on the front of it.
Next week is Endor.
It's not next week or the
week after. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I can give you the official breakdown. 11-6, 11-7, is the Hoth battle. Endor battle, you can redeem on 11-20 and 11-21. Then after that's the Yavin battle, which you can redeem on 12-4 and 12-5. And then the final one will be the Tatooine one, which is going to be the final medal, which will be on 12/26, day after Christmas. So it's obviously
before anniversary.
Four medals over the next 6 weeks. So, but you can only pick them up on those 2 days.
Wow.
Right.
That's right. Awesome. You don't have the whole 2 weeks.
It's only the
it's
Saturday,
while supplies last. Saturday. So maybe you might be able to go on there on an off day and present the certificate. Maybe if they have some, they'll still...
But might as well play it safe.
Get there.
Might as well play it safe.
Go on those 2 dates that they give you.
Yeah, and they're actually really cool, I thought.
Oh,
They're it's real metal. It's not plastic.
It has a real ribbon, too.
It's a metal.
And it's engraved
metal.
It's a metal.
Metal.
So, and yeah, it has a little ribbon with a pin on it. So if you want to completely geek out and put all your medals on you and walk around town and impress all the ladies, then you can do that.
I know a few of us are going to be doing that.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean.
How did you know?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the mall.
Yep.
and just sit there next to the like Korean War guys.
Oh, you're looking to impress all the ladies?
Yeah, they have dinner every day over there, or lunch or something.
They have breakfast there. Are you crazy? They all drink McDonald's coffee and have breakfast, and they're so
the
cute.
POWs.
I'll just
no.
No.
What?
No.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of something completely different.
So, yeah, check out ToysRUs.com.
That's what I get for going
for more information. Try not to miss any cool stuff. Yeah. We almost missed it today.
We did, and we're glad we didn't.
We probably missed some stuff that we don't know about. Ooh, I want to say one thing.
Yes.
Just in case you are interested in Star Wars, the Battlefront game, you're going to be able to play it in store at Walmart starting on 12/13.
Yes.
All the way up leading up to the 17th when the game releases. You'll be able to play the full version. 12/13
or 11/13?
I'm sorry, did I say 12/13?
Yes, I was like,
11/13, I'm sorry. November 13th through the 16th, you'll be able to go play it at the Walmart store. It's going to be heavily guarded and whatnot, but they're going to have some events there. They're going to give away free cupcakes and stuff like that all year.
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of like they're another wave of after their Force Friday event. So check it out if you want.
That'll be cool to go play that a few days ahead of time.
Right. And they're going to be releasing, if you went to Force Friday at Walmart, those the trading discs. They're
a little hexagon shaped.
The yes. Pogs.
Anyways, they're actually launching those. They're gonna sell them as a collectible. It's gonna be only through Walmart. So.
They're pretty cool too. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
the some Pogs, you can collect. Right?
No.
Anyways, no, they're trading discs.
Trading discs.
Hold on.
Even though they don't look like a disc.
Anyone that listens to this podcast knows what my you know. Pardon, this is. They're freaking Pogs. They're plastic Pogs that have Star Wars characters on them. They're Pogs.
What are Pogs? Please enlighten us.
Nope.
Some of us weren't born before.
Oh. Okay. Oh. Pretty sure you're older than me. And I'm not just saying.
You're just saying?
Yeah. No, they're Pogs.
So that's cool that Walmart's doing that for Battlefront.
Yeah. Just kind of throw that out there.
That is very cool.
The game is coming up in 10 days, so...
Wow. I think we're all excited for
I
that.
I personally cannot wait.
Yes.
So
the beta was so much fun. I can't wait to see the whole game. And
yeah,
how it
and
all
the beta
together.
Is just a taste.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't even know if it's considered a taste, to be honest with you. I mean, there's
and I loved
be
it
so
anyway.
Much to it.
Did
yeah.
you see that video where it showed the person playing as Han Solo? And then
yes.
Wow.
It kind of went through the heroes. You got yep. Princess Leia, Boba Fett, Han Solo, Darth Vader.
Did you see where Han came face-to-face with Darth Vader?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And also, if you haven't checked out the new trailer, the Japanese
oh, yeah.
episode
oh,
7
yes.
trailer, probably the best one up to date.
A lot more scenes in there. Very. Really, really cool trailer. Why didn't we get that in the U.S.?
I know.
Yeah. So check it out.
Guess what happened when I watched it?
I don't want to guess because I actually know what happened.
What happened?
You got cold because there was bumps all over your arms.
Oh.
Or you got excited. They're goosebumps. They're good. I mean, they
the
were,
mic
were...
has been dropped, everybody. But, yeah, so that's coming out soon. We're excited for that.
Very
we're going to be obsessed with it. It's going to be great.
We got our
I already am. I keep buying stuff.
Oh, man.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of this wonderful podcast. So I would like to say thank you to everybody who's listening to us, and tune in next time. Until next time, I am Nolan.
Jason
Jason
and Dim Sum Hottie.
Take care, everybody.
Goodbye.